Hi folks, this is Bart from BartBujas.ie, back again on the Typical Mac User Podcast for the third part of my terminal intro. The last time we had a purely theoretical episode, really, where we talked about the sort of fundamental ideas underpinning the file system. This week we're going to have sort of a converse situation where it's going to be all practical and no theory. Before we kick into the meat and bones of this installment, I just want to start by quickly revising what we covered last week. Basically, your file system is represented as a tree structure. At the root of the tree is the content of your system disk, which is the disk in which OS X is installed. All other disks, be they hard disks, be they external hard disks, be they CD-ROM drives, be they DVD drives, be they pen drives, you name it, all of those appear on that tree structure starting at /volumes and then the name of the aforementioned volume. So if your external hard drive is called disk 1, then it'll be /volumes/disk1 and then its content. Finally, we just ended by mentioning three very special folders which exist throughout the hierarchy. You always have a folder called dot, which represents the current folder, so it's just shorthand for the current folder. Then there's a folder called dot dot, which is shorthand for the parent folder of the current folder, and every folder has a dot dot except for the root folder, obviously. And then finally, there's a special shortcut called tilde, which means my home folder, so /users/your username. Okay, so now we have a theoretical understanding of the file system, but that isn't really all that much good to us if we actually want to navigate through our file system in the terminal. So today I want to talk about three commands which are very important when it comes to getting around on the terminal. So the first one is the one that's always good to help you figure out where you are if you get lost or if you're not quite sure what's going on. This command is pwd, which stands for present working directory, and it will simply show you where you are on the file system. So if you go ahead and just open a terminal and type in pwd and hit return, you should see /users with a capital U, /whatever your username is. Because when you open the terminal first, you start off in your home directory. The second command I want to talk about is the command cd, which stands for change directory. And this is how you actually move around the file system. So pwd shows you where you are in the file system, and cd allows you to move around that file system. In a sense, there's four different ways of using CD. The first one is one which is dead handy to know if you ever get lost and you just want to get home in one step. You just type CD and then hit return, i.e. the command CD with absolutely no arguments. That always takes you home. Next, I want to talk about a little known special case which is actually extremely handy. It's CD space minus and then hit return. What that does is it brings you to where you were last. So if you start off in your home directory, you type cd and you move to some other directory. If you type cd space minus, you'll come back to your home directory. A good way to look at cd space minus is as the back button on a web browser. Now I want to get into the real meat and bones of cd. The previous two commands are special cases. They're very useful and you may end up using them a lot, but in your day-to-day stuff, you're not going to want to be going either home or back when you're going to actually want to go places. And the way you go places is by telling where you want to go after the CD. So CD space, where would you like to go? But there's two ways in which you can specify where you want to go. You can either be completely exact and specify starting at the root directory exactly where you'd like to go, or you can give it a relative directions, as in relative to where you are now. So how does CD know which way you're trying to tell it to go? Well, the way it knows what you mean is by what the first character of the direction you're giving it is. If that first character is the /symbol, then CD assumes that you're trying to give it an absolute path and will try to change to an absolute path. If the first character is anything else apart from the minus sign, then the CD command will assume that you're giving it a relative path relative to where you are now. I think at this stage it's time to start with some examples. So, we've opened our terminal, we've typed the pwd command, and we've seen that we're currently in our home directory. Now let's say we want to move to our desktop. Well, every user's desktop is in the same folder, it's called desktop with a capital D, and it's in your home folder. So to get there from your home folder, you simply type the relative direction, desktop. So, cd space desktop with a capital D. When you do that, and you type pwd and return again, you can see that we've now moved from where we were to /users with a capital U, /your short username, /desktop with a capital D. Now is also a good time to practically demonstrate the cd space minus command. So we've gone from our home directory and we've moved to documents. If we'd like to go back to where we were previously, we can type cd space minus. Now we'll have gone back, and if you type pwd return again, you'll see we've gone back to your home directory. Now, if you remember back to last week, I will have mentioned two special folders, one of them being the folder dot dot. The folder dot dot comes in very handy when dealing with relative paths. That's where you'll see it used most often. So, for example, if you want to quickly get to the shared user folder from your home folder, you would type cd space dot dot forward slash shared with a capital S, and that brings you to a special user account folder on the Mac, which is one that all users can read and write to. Now, remember, that's a relative direction, not an absolute direction, so if you were to be in any folder other than your home folder when you issue that command, it wouldn't work. If you wanted a command that you could issue from absolutely anywhere that would work, you can get to the same place by typing cd space forward slash users with a capital U forward slash shared with a capital S. Okay, I'm going to leave it there for now because I think that's probably quite enough to digest. Next time, what I'm going to talk about is the command for actually seeing what's in folders and seeing basically what information you can get from the files in your current location. And also a little tip for getting around the file system more quickly, which is really, really handy and has been built into Unix systems for a very long time. It saves you typing, and in my opinion, saving on typing while working in the terminal is always a good thing. Until next time, happy computing.